with the grace of God and His kingdom be with us now. We will continue these services reading another familiar portion of God's Word from Ephesians 6, chapter 6, from verse 10 on to the end of verse 20. These words are in Jesus' name. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the wicked spiritual wickedness in the highest place. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all preservation and supplication for all saints, and for me the utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly, and may make unknown the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, and therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Amen. This text portion which we just heard from Ephesians. Is the end of this letter unto the Ephesians from Paul. And I think that it is not good to continue as our previous brother was talking of the prayer, as here in the end also we would continue and remember to pray always and pray unto all, good unto all, that we would pray for all situations, many different situations or hard situations of many in this world and also in God's kingdom, that we are able to thank the Lord Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father, that we are able to live in this kind of grace kingdom of which we are able to receive the forgiveness of sins every day. This is a very precious gift, even as we heard during the day services, that when we come onto this place, we are feeling very weak. Even Paul felt this weakness and asked for these prayers that he would have this strength to boldly speak. And speak of the secrets of the gospel. And as this letter, the end of this letter to the Ephesians is written, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, and therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, that he was in prison. That Paul received from God strength to speak boldly, to write boldly. That Paul was not that kind of great person, that he had the boldness himself, but that God gave this gift unto him to speak boldly of God's kingdom. There are many examples in the Bible of where God's children have been able to have boldly proclaimed of the gospel, that we would also live in the way of a believer, that we would be known and seen to be as a believer, living in the right way. And there was also said, as the David said unto the king in this time, that I will not bow before you, that would not bow down before the ungodliness, but we will not bow down before the king, but we will bow down before the Heavenly Father. That they knew, they trusted that they would make it into heaven, they were protected, and that they, when they were thrown in the furnace, they were protected. That was a great gift from God, and they were thankful unto God, and they wrote one psalm and song of the three men's verse or psalm unto God as thanks, and gave boldness to proclaim of the gospel. What can this mean in our time? That we would open our mouth and talk and speak of the mysteries of the gospel. The mysteries of the gospels is written. Paul wrote, as he said, that the gospel it is proclaimed by the holiest, as also unto the prophets, that it is the mystery of the gospel is that the God's Son himself is partaking in the kingdom of God unto his own. I am, as Jesus said unto his own, that I am with you until the end of the world. I am Christ in your midst. Jesus lives in the hearts of his children. Through the Holy Spirit, Jesus is living in us, in our hearts. In the same way, we can feel amidst our brothers and sisters that the Holy Spirit is living, that we feel that we are together in God's kingdom, God's family, living here. We are talking in the same way in the gospel as God's kingdom is spoken. That there are borders, but when we are gone outside of our home country, we notice sometimes that there are other believers when we meet them, as they speak in a similar way, in the same way of faith as we do, and in the same that we are able to that way. That's some of the mysteries of the gospel that we. That Paul is writing there in the previous chapter, that this mystery of the gospel is great, a talk of Christ and of the kingdom of God. They are together, they're very close together, as a man and a wife are, that the two become one, and God's kingdom and Christ are as the man and the wife. They're very close. And it, John writes in his, and that way you know, as God, just the word of Jesus becomes meat or flesh, that the Lord Jesus Christ would be providing our daily bread here in our midst. Here then Paul talks unto the Ephesians, a very familiar picture of a soldier. The Ephesians were living in currently in the coast of Turkey. There was a great leader, a Roman leader there living in that area. And Paul, in the second and third speaking trip, went and talked and preached in that area. And during those times, there came the congregation, living congregation, from after Paul's trip, speaking trip, he often started in the Jewish synagogues, and talking and speaking of the forgiveness of sins. Often he was driven out of the synagogues, and then he proclaimed the same gospel unto the publicans, Jews and scribes did not receive this gospel. And this congregation he knew quite well. There were many beloved brothers and sisters, and in the Acts was talked when Paul had a sermon unto the elders of Milian. They had the end of his trip services, and there was often Paul had a sermon, and there was lots of crying and wailing. That I know that after I leave, there will come in your midst some wolves that will come and snag you into false teachings. That be careful and watchful, that remember that I will not be here for 3 years. That I have been here for three years keeping services and guiding, instructing you. That be watchful, that as Jesus said unto his own many times, that Paul also wanted to remind, that be watchful and prayer, that you remain in faith. As in many times in the Bible is spoken, even as there in the end of the ten virgins is spoken, that be watchful. And then Paul starts this portion, that be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That is not the devil speaking unto us many times. That even as now when I came unto here unto to speak, that you are poor, that how come you are going there to speak? And you are that kind of person or this kind of person, that you are poor and weak. That is not so, that here no matter what work in God's kingdom we do, that it is not through our own power that we do it, but it is through the power of God. And as we heard in the previous sermon, that is, Paul was talking or told that in God's kingdom, that the mysteries of the gospel and the kingdom are great. That as we do the work of God's kingdom, we are doing the work of the body of Jesus Christ. That Christ is the head, and he gives us the power and boldness and strength to give us the power to journey and the Paul encourages to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand up against the wiles of the devil. These bad days or wicked days come later, but the devil does not want to ever give us free time or peace. But he does not give us this peace because we have been able to partake in this great gift, this gift of faith, this simple childlike faith that we're able to carry in our hearts. But then Paul reminds that we that this flesh and blood that we are not battling against the people of this world, but we are struggling and battling against the devil and the temptations of this world, against the bad of the world. That this king of this world, the devil, is doing the work in this throughout the world. As we listen to the news in the world, we see and can hear of the fruits of the devil and their impact and effect. There's lots of worries and wars and bad happening. Lots is clearly seen, but the devil also desires to come here in our midst and for this reason we need the armor of God, but we need the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, and relates it similar to those of the Roman soldiers. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having and the breastplate of righteousness. What does mean having your loins girt with truth? I think of it in that way. Jesus spoke unto Peter. There on the that when Jesus ended the services in that way, that when you were young, you went wherever you wanted, but when you come old, you go where you do not wish to go. For that reasons we heard through Brother Hakey, that let your will be, that the Lord would give us give us the strength to travel and guide us in the way that we should go as He sees fit. That there may be dangers where we go, that it remind us to be careful. That if we might have said bad unto their brother or sister, that we would go and take care of that issue. That we travel in truth, and we journey in truth. When God, and we have our loins girt with truth, when God is leading our way, that we would listen, as Paul has written unto the Romans, all those which God is guiding, they are all children of God. And we can also ask in the same way that we would be guided, as also spoken in this the song, that I would once then in heaven give thanks and praise with all others of your children, that we would be having a listening mind, a listening heart, that we would listen to the word of our Father, the guidance of our Father, our Heavenly Father's guidance, through the Holy Spirit given unto us. And having our breastplate of righteousness, that we would, when we have received our sins forgiven through the Holy Spirit in the Gospel, that we have received the breastplate of righteousness, that it is this gift, righteousness. We have in our own righteousness, it is these temporal and fleshly, but when we have put on the breastplate of righteousness, this is the righteousness of Christ. Only in this breastplate, only this breastplate is acceptable unto God. The same which Jacob dressed in Esau's clothes and went on to receive the blessing from Isaac. It belongs to the firstborn. And one speaking brother spoke or said that it belongs to this portion, that the child of God, which is similar to a turtle, when the shell is taken away, there is only the turtle left without the shell, which is at great risk. That when we do not have this breastplate of righteousness, we are not acceptable unto God. But when we are dressed with this breastplate of righteousness, we are acceptable. Similar is this, and in this way, we can have ownership of this blessed breastplate or this guest righteousness. And their feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The prophet wondered at the blessedness of the feet, gospel spread through the feet. That we also are journeying and hearing these precious messages of the gospel. That we remember to keep this forward. That we tell of this, the gospel of the kingdom, to proclaim of this that gives the peace between God and the people and humans or persons. Those that do not have this peace often rise into to war. That people do not you can see the works of the devil, that people do not want to give up this, the ways of the world, do not receive this gospel, do not want to believe sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood, which are proclaimed in the kingdom of God. And above all, take the shield of faith, where thou wilt be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The fiery darts are flying here in this world, yet the words or the music or through the internet or at workplace, or might be the thoughts that are expressed, that are the only ones that are the true children of God. Why is it so that you do this or that and live in that way or that way? Take all these children that are given unto you, or whatever. But is it not so that we believe in a simple way, as the childlike faith, as Jesus said? When it came unto services here, and heard and listened, on the summer service radio, a little boy or girl was asked, what if you have something hard, or you're worried, a burden, what to do? From who do you ask help? Answered, from father or mother. That if we would just have that simple faith, that we would ask from our Heavenly Father to guide us in this journey, in this earthly journey, that we would be listen to the words, to receive the sins forgiven and believe the sins forgiven, that if we would have strength. I have experienced that here in this kingdom of God, that in our this home, that the Father helps, that God protects and gives us allows us to have this faith, gives us strength to journey. In this way, this simple way, is this shield of faith, that we would have strength to believe and trust that God will guide us and protect us and travel with us. That He has not left us here as an orphan. That Jesus has said unto the others, to other apostles, that my mother, my brother, my sister is my home, the God's kingdom. And as we look at this kingdom of God, is it not so, dear brother and sister, when we look at this kingdom of God, is it not that here is my mother and my brothers and sisters? There was also Apostle John, as also spoken in the Revelations, that there was given greetings unto the Ephesians, greetings unto the speakers of the word of the Ephesians, that I know of your work, that you have tried those which who say that they are the apostles, even though they are not, and you have determined that they are liars. You have strength in my name, and you have not given in. But I cannot accept it, that you have not been able to keep that original love, that if you do not return to that original love, then I will take that lamp away from you. That there was that speaker who went and talked or fought with the Jews and those speakers of that had very very strong in their own faith. The speaker of the Ephesians had lost the origin of love. What is the origin of love? That love for the sinner. Or in other words, the love to the kingdom of God. No matter how right your understanding or teaching is, as Paul is written to unto the Corinthians, that even though I open all the mysteries of the gospel, if I do not have the love, then I am lost. This first fruit of faith is love. Is it not so that we wish to remain in this loving care of the kingdom of God? That we would always have the strength and desire to keep that love precious and care for us, which is needed unto each of us. Is it not so that every child needs care? That even though the mother's care might be, for some reason, might be quite old, or might be, as this currently is taught, that it is not in that way. But it is not so that the children know when the mother loves them, when the mother and father love them. And take the helmet of salvation. This helmet is the right teaching of the kingdom of God, which is given from God. We do not need to know everything. We do not need to understand everything. But it is enough that we listen. That we listen to where the good shepherd is speaking and teaching and preaching and feeding his sheep. That we are called out of this world and are on a journey to heaven. You are on this journey to heaven. Jesus even said that I do not know of this teaching, but rather it is given by the God, by that which sent me, that all those that believe on me will understand that which is needed. That in God's kingdom is the calling unto the God's kingdom. That here is the peace of the gospel, peace to your hearts. Come and see, as As the apostle said, come and see. We had summer services there in Pori. There are a lot who came to hear and came to see. And some were wondering, how is it possible to come to this group? All that's needed is to believe your sins forgiven. The invitation is given to all. All are invited. For that reason, services are arranged. For that reason, you who are listening to this word are experience that you are on the outside, that you are being called to this kingdom, to own this righteousness. It is said to first search for this, the kingdom of God, and then the righteousness, not the other way around. But this, the treasure which is hidden in the field, that is important to know. Remember that there's the field and the treasure. Just as the kingdom of God. That if you would like to become an owner of this treasure, that you can receive it simply by believing, the unbelief forgiven, to the word spoken from the kingdom of God, all sins forgiven. Believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And in that way, you can become an owner of this breastplate of righteousness. And brothers and sisters, when we are struggling in this journey, soldiers sometimes tire in this battle, become that you who have that uplift your hearts to believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. All sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. All peace unto peace, freedom and joy. All sins forgiven. That when you believe this gospel, that it is our strength. It is the strength the unto the Jews and unto the Greeks. Dear beloved friends, there on the beyond the radio or the internet, believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And onto my own part, in my own place, here in this my own battles and war, the sins have attached, that may I believe all my sins forgiven. I want to believe as you here in God's, or as those in God's kingdom. When Paul had his last speech unto the Ephesians, I leave you here in God's word and Jesus' name. Continue in God's power and will carry us onto the heavenly home. In this way, we can remain believing in the childlike way in Jesus' name and holy precious name. Amen.